saw one that shapes on like that, and you hold it against your teeth and
pee.
You
saw.
Okay. Do you ever apply those things?
Mm-mm. And then make you. Then make you hot.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. Pretty hot to put in your hands. That's what I
was. Oh, yeah.
And you try to do it. And it was so charming with it.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle?
Seesaw.
Okay.
Teeter-totter, they're often called now. Seesaw back.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
It's six flags over good old Charlie, you call them flying Jenny. But I call them merry-go-round.
Okay.
Children understand it better too now.
Well, is that what you always, is that what you call when you were a child?
Well, I didn't see one when I was a child.
Oh.
A homemade one, I didn't see.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Well, I went out and borrowed one the other day.
Did you ask for?
Well, that's what I'm trying to think now. Whetstone.
Okay.
I could think of one that one woman came here the other day and helped me. My husband painted it. I worked in the house here. And she called the magnet. She called it a lodestone.
A lodestone?
Mm-hmm. She said, oh, I'm so that's a lodestone here. And I looked around for lodestone. And I kept looking. She said, so that, to me, she said, oh, they're red eyes off.
Well, that's very interesting.
I like magnets everywhere. I like magnets.
Will you name some different kinds of wood fences? And describe them so I can draw pictures of them.
Let's see. The fine Lincoln cut, the split rails.
All right. And now, would you describe?
Yes, it's made of hickory. And hickory, I've learned this recently, though. I've been studying the rails. The hickory splits straight, and you have to put a wedge in there. You know, how it's done, you know?
Right. What I'm interested in is the shape of the fence.
Well, it's a lot, say, about 12 feet long, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a quarter, a fourth, that is, of a circle, and it have, I imagine it would be, they have an average size of a tree to split, and they split it while it's green.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out in quarters, and then you lay the rails this way and then this way.
Mm-hmm. So they mesh like this. Uh-huh. Okay.
And I cut it up here, but then the wheel, I'm going to hold them up. And the piece sticks out.
Well, is there a central post where they fit together?
No, okay. And then barbed wire fences would be with a post in the middle.
And those would just be strands of barbed wire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what Bob, quite a decent name, don't you? I made the name of Bob, B-R-B.
Really?
Uh-huh, invented that.
Well, I thought it was because it had bobs on it.
Well, it has bobs, but they're called bobs because it's not named bobs.
That's very interesting.
Bob, yeah, B-R-B, bob wire. And then there's a straight rail on the fence. Now, there's a place up here in Snowville, 7 miles toward Atlanta from here, on Highway 78. A man from England did a lot of building there. In fact, he built his coffin, as he called it, in 30 years before he died. Built it in wooden boards.
Mm-hmm.
And was buried. And his and he had a certain kind of building, and then he had the stone, the gray stone like they have in England, was, you know, this percent has a lot of comes to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Like a stone mountain granite color. Because the other kinds of granite, blue granite here, you know, too, in North Georgia, a little farther north than Alberton. And he built his posts of that granite. Everything was granite with him. House and store building, everything was, and he put the fences around his places, put the rail